Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day presents the risen Lord encountering his disciples and strengthening their belief and faith in his resurrection. The disciples, after the death of their master, had been a frightened group. They were even unable to believe some of the appearance stories of Jesus. But the Lord today appears to them and casts away their fears and apprehensions. He invites his disciples to have breakfast with him. Jesus invites the disciples to throw away their doubts and instead to believe that he is truly risen in human flesh and blood. He invites the disciples to open their eyes and dispel the shadows of suspicions and instead be convinced of his resurrection. This experience of the risen Lord would find its empowerment for the disciples on the Pentecost day, and the Holy Spirit would fill them with power and strength. It is this exhibition of power and force that we see in Saint Peter when he boldly proclaimed Jesus as the Lord and Savior. The risen Lord became for the apostles the source, strength, and summit for their expression of faith and trust. And today, we are invited to have this similar faith, bold, passionate, and zealous in the risen Lord. However, sometimes the resurrection of the Lord remains only a mere theoretical dogma and fails to get converted to a practical and experiential reality in our life. Our lives are still lived in fear. Our activities are still conducted with apprehension. We live our lives without much joy. We spend our days without much hope. Our minds sometimes do not really have faith or trust in this mysterious miracle of the resurrection. Yet we continue to hold on this mystery, expecting favors and benefits. The risen Lord today invites each one of us to believe in him more deeply and witness his life more radically in our lives. He offers his Holy Eucharist as his risen and living presence in our midst. He gives his holy word as his dynamic and transforming reality in our lives. Let us grow more and more in our conviction and love for Jesus. With Saint Peter, let us also proclaim and profess, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.